You're listening to another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. With me today are Alyssa Brookstein, the campaign specialist from Big Climb Philly, as well as Nick McElwain from the President Steve Morning Show and his brother, Adam McElwain. And they are here to talk about the Big Climb Philly as well as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Folks, thank you very much for coming in to talk today.
Thanks for having us, Marcus. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to give a little background on yourselves? Alyssa, how you got involved with Big Climb Philly. Nick and Adam, how you got involved with the LLS and the Big Climb Philly as well.
I started working for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society about a year and a half ago. I started with Light the Night, our signature campaign. It's a walk. And then I graduated to Big Climb Philly, which I love, love, love. I'm a big mountain climber, so I know it's not a mountain, but any kind of climbing is my go-to. So it's a small team, and we work really well together, and we're very passionate about this event. And I love that it's so local, and there's only a small number of them throughout the country. So yes, it's my big event, Big Climb Philly.
Yeah, I got involved with these guys years ago for Light the Night, and then last year, and Adam can speak to this as well, it became a lot more personal for me and my family. They reached out to us on the Preston and Steve show to be a part of Big Climb Philly. And if you're not familiar, it is like Alyssa alluded to, it's not a mountain climb, it's not a hill climb, it's a building climb, it's a stair climb. And we climb up the FMC Tower, which is right next to 33 Station in Philadelphia. We climb up 47 flights of stairs. It's a lot of steps. It's 1,088 steps. And it sounds more daunting than it actually is, but I was able to do it in under 20 minutes last year, which my goal this year is to beat 18 minutes. And basically I reached out to my brother Adam, who's calling us from Falls Church, Virginia, because of his story. And my nephew, Adam's son, Luke, was diagnosed with leukemia a year and a half ago. And LLS and PALLS just do these amazing things like Big Climb Philly, where they reach out to families who need help. And they are an incredibly well-run, caring, kind, great organization. We're lucky to have them here in Philadelphia. So when they asked if we would like to be a part of Big Climb Philly, I was honored and thrilled to do it on Luke's behalf. And so I reached out to Adam and my sister-in-law, Jenny, and asked them if they were willing to participate last year, and they graciously accepted. Luke was one of the honored heroes last year, so we did it on Luke's behalf. And then Adam, I'm sure you can speak a little bit to about what you guys have been going through since Luke's diagnosis and what LLS means to you and why you decided to get involved in the first place as well.
My involvement started really with my brother Nick reaching out and asking if we wanted to participate, if we wanted to support this. I don't know how much Nick described on this, but my son Luke was diagnosed with pre-B ALL leukemia in September of 2017. He was 4 at the time. He's now 5, and he is still battling. In fact, he's at the hospital today because he has kidney stones, which 5-year-olds don't normally get, but when you're treated with intense chemotherapy, there is a chance that uric acid can build up and create kidney stones, which is what we think he's dealing with. It's been a long battle for him, and it will continue to be a long battle for boys. The treatment for leukemia is 3 years long, so he has until pretty much Thanksgiving of 2020 until his intense treatment concludes. But the Big Climb Philly opportunity came through Nick, through the PA LLS group, and I'd heard of it before, but obviously didn't have any stake in an event such as that until our son's diagnosis. And I'm really glad we got connected with the PA LLS. We were able to participate in the Big Climb Philly last year, and I'm thrilled that the team at WMMR and Team Luke is going to participate again this year. Unfortunately, we won't be able to make it as a family, so I'm really glad Nick is carrying the torch for our team, and hopefully we can get out to future big climbs. But, you know, as I'm sure Nick described, this is just a chance to raise a lot of money, raise a lot of awareness, and the LLS organization has done so much for us, for families like us, helping to not only come up with treatments, come up with new trials, but do things like bring families closer to hospitals that have advanced treatments, or giving families a chance to do something fun, like going to Phillies games or other, you know, events. So we're big fans of LLS and the Big Climb.
Could you tell us the story about how your son was diagnosed, the early signs, what you went through, when you knew something was wrong, and when that process started, and then how you ended up getting involved with LLS from there?
It was September September 2017, so about a year and a half ago, our son, Luke, who's normally very energetic and vibrant, full of life, little boy, a couple of nights in a row was waking up with severe pain in his legs and in his back. And we really had no idea what was going on, but I think my wife took him three separate times to the emergency room in Arlington. We lived down just outside of D.C. So we were really confused, didn't know what was happening, and didn't understand the pain. They had diagnosed him everything from nightmares, right, that he wasn't really experiencing pain, he was just having a bad dream, to he had gas or some kind of, you know, gastrointestinal issue where he you know, was uncomfortable because of something he ate. And it just didn't seem right. It didn't fit. And over about a week between when he first started waking up with the pain to when we got the final diagnosis, we saw a number of specialists. Eventually we took him to his primary pediatrician. We were able to get an appointment. And that's kind of when they thought it could be something more serious in his blood. At that point, they referred us to a childhood oncologist. And that was very scary when we got that referral, knowing what it could mean. But within a matter of a couple of hours, we had his diagnosis. The Inova hospital system is where he's being treated, and they knew immediately. They were able to look at his blood and see the leukemia cells, and we knew as soon as they knew, because they came in and they brought a social worker, and you could just tell by the looks on their faces that something serious was about to be shared with us. And at that point, it was a complete gut punch, but also a complete whirlwind. We immediately went home, packed a bag, went straight to the hospital, where he spent 9 days inpatient, and he received an implant in his chest. He has a port where he's been getting all of his medication, and the heavy-duty treatment started right away. I would say, looking back, you know, as scary and traumatic as it was, there was one, I wouldn't even say comforting, but at least stable amount of information and planning that we were shared. And the treatment for Luke was very thorough and very prescribed. And what I mean by that is the advancements in treating childhood leukemia have gotten to a point where it is very precise and there's not a lot of guesswork. And how a child will react or will take the treatment isn't certain, but what needs to be done to cure that child is pretty thorough and pretty standard. And so that, for me and for my wife, was some level of comfort, was that the doctors didn't have a lot of guesswork. There wasn't a lot of mystery. Like I said, it was a very prescribed treatment. And you know, they can know by the day when his treatment will end. And they knew in a very disciplined fashion what the schedule was going to look like. Again, there have been surprises along the way. He's had a couple of recent hospital stays because of his immunity levels are so low. He had a bad infection that caused a fever recently. He's there now getting treatment for kidney stones. None of that we could predict, but him being eventually cured of cancer, we're confident we'll get to one day. And the other thing that happened after the diagnosis was just the outpouring of support. And there are so many organizations, local, big, small, national, that have helped us. And LLS is, you know, far and away a leader for us and for children like Luke, and do some amazing things, including the research, including the advancements in medicine that have given our son a life that, had this been 40 or 50 years ago, he probably wouldn't have. And I can't overstate how important organizations like LLS are to families like ours. And in a lot of respect, I feel lucky because of where we are in time for treatment is advanced, and the type of leukemia he has is lower risk, and the access to care for us is not what a lot of other families have. And that's where organizations like LLS come in. You know, they've helped families get access to treatment that don't live near advanced hospitals or might not be able to afford it or don't have health insurance, you know, all things that we're blessed with that others aren't. So right from the beginning, we heard about LLS and Light the Night, and that was something that we definitely wanted to be a part of and than we were. And then with the big climb, especially being in Philly, especially having the team Luke be the lead for WMMR, and you know, the tens of thousands of dollars we were able to raise is life-changing for us, and we'll never forget it, and I don't think Luke will either. It was a really special day for him. We had t-shirts made with his face on it, and that is how, you know, we've been connected, and we'll continue to support LLS for as long as we can.
I don't want to sugarcoat this at all, because anytime anyone gets diagnosed with leukemia or any blood cancer, it absolutely sucks. And it like you said earlier, it's a gut punch. It knocks you on your ass, and it really takes your world and turns it upside down, and everything changes. So all of those things are true, and there are so many negatives and stresses and terrible things that go through your mind. You're dealing with your child. You're dealing with a four-year-old little boy who is, a beacon of strength, but he's a little kid, and he, you know, in so many ways, he's so helpless. And then on the opposite side of that, you get introduced to people like Alyssa and Greg at LLS and Vinny and Lauren, and these people who are so helpful and caring. And there are these positives that come out of a totally awful and negative situation, and you get introduced to people that really help lift your spirits and give you something to look forward to. And I think that's what I would really like to try to focus on is how positive something like Big Climb Philly is. And I was so glad to be a part of it last year, because in a sea of negativity and so much BS and just personal stuff going on in your life, and then just stuff going on in the world where there's negatives all over the place, here is this positive. Here's this thing that you can look forward to and have fun with and train for. It's something that you put on your calendar, and we should remind people it's April 13th this year. It's at the FMC Tower in Philadelphia, and the name of our team is Team Luke. It's the Beasley WMMR team, but it's in honor of Luke McElwain, my nephew Adam's son, and so you can sign up right now and be a part of Team Luke. We want you to come out and have fun on a really cool day and challenge yourself to get to the top of these steps, to climb 47 flights, to climb 1,088 stairs in the FMC Tower. And Adam, I know, and Alyssa can speak to it, and Marcus, I'm sure you can talk about it as well, but Adam, like, the positives that come out of a situation like this cannot be understated.
I agree 100%. For me, you know, going back to that dark day in September and literally crumbling to the floor, you know, after they told us what they told us, and thinking that the world was going to cave in around me, and to know that, one, it hasn't, and two, we have a bright outlook. But last year, the big climb couldn't have come at a better time for me, and I needed something to look forward to. I needed a challenge. I needed a connection and a support mechanism, and Big Climb did provide all of that. I think, Nick, you know, we can go back and count, but there were probably 45 or 50 people on the team. I had friends from college and high school who joined the team, some folks I hadn't seen in 10 years or more, and it was an amazing day. It was something that I trained for, so every day I got to train for it, I did something physically positive for myself and could clear my lungs and my head and feel better. And the day itself was a chance to reconnect in an exciting and fun atmosphere. Matt Cord was there doing the introductions of the teams. There was music, there were pictures in the stairwell of inspiring, you know, hope generating motivation to climb further and climb faster. And the other thing for our family, it has completely changed. My younger brother Josh used that day as a way to get healthy himself. He lost over 60 pounds from the day the big climb happened. He participated but was heavy and unhappy, and he used it as a way to motivate himself. So it's just a very positive experience all around, and in a lot of respects can be life-changing by the money it raises, the way it brings people together, and continues to show positive influence on people.
Alyssa, could you give out the website, the social media information, the phone number, so that people can get access and information about LLS and the Big Climb Philly?
Thank you so much for sharing your family's story. It inspires us and our community, and it's just so important for us to be able to offer a community to people like your family and all of our supporters and our supporters' friends and, of course, our patients. That is key. A lot of us have been through a cancer diagnosis in the office, and we, above all else, want to offer that love and care to everyone when they're going through this. So for Big Climb Philly, you can go to BigClimbPhilly.com. lukeemiandlymphoma.org. Actually, there's a video on the main page, which heavily features Team Luke and the family. So you can hear the story as well on that video. So it's bigclimbphilly.org. Definitely visit today. You can register on bigclimbphilly.org. We do have climb clinics, so fitness opportunities that are completely free to the community. You don't need to be registered. There's information on the website about our climb clinics. And you can go to LLS Eastern PA for our Instagram as well as our Facebook. And yeah, so please visit us. We share our stories. We share all the information on all of these outlets. And I just thank you again for telling your story. It's an incredible event. Like they both said, it's an experience within an experience. We have four different floors that you have water stations on. So if you need a break, it's not a race. Very important to remember. So don't get intimidated. The average climber does finish a race in 15 to 18 minutes. So you can take your time. You can take a break. You can have some water. Our survivors will be meeting you at the top with your medals. And we have after party celebrations. And there's just an incredible experience the whole way around. So come out, try something different. It's like a vertical 5K, but actually not nearly as high as that would be mathematically. But come out. It's an incredible, incredible event. And we would love to have you and your family. This research we do not only supports blood cancers, but cancer research across the board. We've invested over $1.2 billion in cancer research since 1949. And LLS is currently funding 9 research grants in our region at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the Fox Chase Cancer Center, Penn Medicine, Abramson's Cancer Center, Temple University, and the Wistar Institute. We do whatever we can locally and nationally to just make a change, find cures, make the whole process a lot easier. Just like you said, you can go in and the doctors have everything set out for you. It's not like it's a guessing game. They don't have to figure it all out. The road is already set. All the benchmarks are set. And the patient and their family just have to meet them and all of their supporters at each of these benchmarks with open arms. So, yes, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing the story and having us on here.
Now, Alyssa, you mentioned the fact that you have invested over $1 billion in research, but that's not all that LLS does. And I think it's important for you to touch on the fact that you're very active with patient support because medical costs are mounting on families and they're crushing families. And having organizations like this who help in the patient support area as well as policy and advocacy, which are both very important aspects in finding a cure for cancer. Could you talk a little bit about how LLS does help out the patients and does a little bit of the advocacy as well?
We actually offer copay assistance to our patients and grants to help them pay their bills, whether it's medical or otherwise, help them get to their appointments. Last year, we were able to provide more than $1.8 million in this copay and financial assistance to our patients living in Eastern Pennsylvania. And we offer free information, support services, financial assistance to over 30,000 people last year across the country. So basically what this means is when you go in, you get a cancer diagnosis, you feel like the lights have gone out. Nobody prepares for this. You don't have a roadmap ready like you do for your taxes every year. You know, we offer that roadmap. When the cancer diagnosis comes, we offer that light in the darkness to lead you to the next step, to those patient services and support services. And we have incredible people at offices across the country to lead you in the right direction and to give you all the resources you need, whether it's just a healing group, a support group, the right doctors, the right medications. We can offer that to you, and we do. And a lot of the funding that we do goes to those efforts. And that is really important because, I mean, that's in real time. All the research is amazing and we love it and appreciate it. But in real time, you're going to get that patient service right away, right when you need it. Doesn't feel like it's a million miles away. It's there for you. And LLS offers it and funds it. So that's personally one of my favorite things about what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does for the community, because it's right here and right now. And it helps not just the patient, but their families and all the people that are around in that community to make this a little easier.
I want to piggyback on that just because I've seen it up close. We live about 5 minutes from the Inova Fairfax Hospital where our son Luke has been getting the majority of his treatment. And it is very convenient for us. But there are children on that floor that have come from hundreds of miles away because they live in rural West Virginia or they live in Western Maryland. And there aren't facilities like iNova in their backyard like we have. And I hear stories of LLS finding apartments for families near the hospital or, you know, creating other scenarios where the outpatient services can come to families if the clinic and treatment can be done at home. So, you know, we're lucky in that, like I said, we live close to the hospital. We have health insurance. We have means to pay for Luke's care. But so many families aren't as lucky as us, and LLS has been there for them. So, you know, I've seen it firsthand and what a difference that organization can make for people.
Adam, and I would also say this about LLS, and we're just going to continue here. And when we were talking about getting ready for Big Climb Philly, Vinny, who works with the organization, came in and we met with everybody and we were sort of going over the details and what it would mean for Luke and you and your wife, Jenny, my sister-in-law. And Vinny was across the table and he said, now, tell me a little bit about Tommy. And when he said that, I thought, oh, no, you mean Luke. Luke is the one who has leukemia. And Vinny, of course, did mean Tommy. Tommy is your other son, who's healthy and doing just fine. But that's what LLS does. They don't just care about the patient. They care about the entire family. And Tommy, who is now 3 years old, is going through this just like you guys are. And so Vinny was so concerned about the impact of leukemia on Luke, on you and on Jenny. But he was also concerned about Luke's younger brother. And these people, they get it. They know what they're talking about. Many of them have been through one version of cancer treatment or another, and they legit care about it because they've been through these types of things.
Yeah. Vinny is a brother of someone, unfortunately, who wasn't able to survive. And so Vinny is this man who's dedicated his life to families like ours because it's affected him. And he can relate to a two-year-old child, my other son, who's, you know, in some regards lost his brother and lost his mother, both trying to fight cancer. But an excellent point, Nick, that it's, you know, 360 degrees of care and support for the whole family.
Adam, what advice would you give to families in the beginning of this battle or a life change? Because it's hard. It's your child.
Yeah, it really feels so isolating. The first few days, I would say, are pretty traumatic because of the pace at which things moved. And I think that's pretty typical. You know, the one thing that I would say is you're not alone. And there are lots of families that have faced this before. And there are families that will face it in the future. And finding people that have been through it has been a real asset to us. One example, and both of these were related to LLS connections, but my wife found local chapter that was mothers of children with leukemia, and we found a woman close by whose son was diagnosed about 9 months before us, and she was able to be a sense of comfort for us because she gave us heads up on what to expect and how treatments will go and things to prepare for. And we've been able to pass that on to other families. We actually met through the PALLS, a family local to Philly. Their son Jack is being treated at CHOP, who was diagnosed about 9 months after our son. So it's one of those things where you're in this club that no one wants to join, but once you're in it, you look out for the new members. And although the initial shock and all of the emotions that you can imagine with, you know, denial and anger and bargaining, all of those things are natural. I think when the dust settles a little bit, finding others that have been there before, taking advantage of this community and using LLS as a way to broker that network or to build those relationships is really important because no one knows what it's like except people that have been through it. And, you know, you'll get likely a lot of support at first. And we certainly did. We had a lot of friends and family step up for us in the beginning, but that started to fade away because life goes on. And the problem was our lives really changed forever. And Luke's treatment didn't end after the first 3 months. It's a 3-year ordeal. So you need that network of people that are in it and are in it for the long haul. And then you'll make new friends, people that you never thought you'd meet, but it's important to have. And, you know, for anyone else listening to this or that is newly been diagnosed or has a child newly diagnosed, please reach out to me, get in touch with Nick. We have a Caring Bridge page that Nick, if you don't mind posting or sharing, that you can track Luke's treatment. It's a journal that people can follow along with Luke's progress. I recommend creating your own so people can follow along and send support. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is just finding others that have been there before and that will give you a sense of comfort.
Yeah, and then that sense of comfort is extended with events like Big Climb Philly and you know, to keep coming back to that, because that's what we'd like to promote now, is when you have something like that on the calendar, when you have something like that to look forward to, you're reminded of what you're dealing with in the first place, but you're also reminded that you're not alone, that you have this community and that is so well run by the Pennsylvania Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They get it and they're helpful in every step of the way, and that's why we do events like this, is because you don't want to forget what people like Luke are going through, with anybody with any blood cancer are going through, and their entire family and friends and everybody that it affects. So, you know, this is, again, a positive in a tough situation. It's something that you can come out and celebrate and be a part of in an uplifting kind of a way. And yeah, that information's up on PrestonandSteve.com and WMMR.com. And if you want to be a part of Team Luke and do it for this little boy who could use the morals and the support that LLS offers up, that Team Luke offers up, that's why we want you to be a part of this, is that there are real people with real problems affected by horrible stuff, but these are positives in that type of a situation. So it's Team Luke Philly, by the way. It's the Team Luke / Beasley. Our parent company is Beasley and WMMR, and that information's up on my social media, Nick McElwain on Instagram and Twitter and all that nonsense, and up on PrestonandSteve.com as well.
And you can go to BigClimbPhilly.org to register. The registration fee is $35. But because you're listening, I will give you 20% off code, which is CURE, that's C-U-R-E, that you can use to join the Team Luke Beasley team. So that's 20% off the $35 registration fee. We do have a fundraising minimum of $100, and that $100 goes to everything we spoke about here today. The patient services, the research, all the incredible things that we offer the cancer community here and nationally. So go to BigClimbPhilly.org, register with the code CURE, C-U-R-E, and get 20% off. Join Team Luke Beasley. If you have any questions, you can email me at BigClimbPhilly@LLS.org. So that's BigClimbPhilly@LLS.org, or you can call me at 609-276-3191. So again, that's $100 fundraising minimum, and it goes to all these incredible efforts, and it takes a team to make the dream work. So let's do this. Come join us, climb these stairs, give yourself a challenge, come out to our free workouts across the city. Some are actually at the Philadelphia Museum Art Stairs, so that's quite a challenge, and it's incredible. Just take on a new challenge this year. Do it for Team Luke. Do it for all the people in our community that are going through cancer diagnosis, have already been, or it may be in the future. Let's, as a community, we can really make a difference, and we really, really do. Last year, we raised just short of $300,000, and this year, we want to go above and beyond that. So let's do this.
Does LLS need volunteers for the Big Climb Philly?
Yes, we always do. If you want to volunteer, you can come on out. It's a great volunteer experience. We have shifts in the beginning of the day and the end of the day. This whole event starts at around 9 a.m. And I mean, you go up the stairs pretty quickly. So when you're done, you're done. You can go to brunch, get your mimosas, go have a cheers. But yeah, we definitely need volunteers. Again, you can contact BigClimbPhilly@LLS.org if you want to volunteer at this event. We give t-shirts out to all our volunteers. Yeah, we make sure to treat our volunteers with the utmost love and respect, because we cannot thank you enough for giving out your free support to us at these events.
Yeah, and we should stress that there are mimosas at the top, and I think that that's a fact that we don't want to get past. It's a party, it's fun, and it's a challenge to get up all 47 flights of stairs. But Alyssa, yeah, if you raise a certain amount of money, you get to go up, and there's a VIP lounge. So do you want to give out that information about raising, how much do you have to raise to get into the VIP lounge, and what are those goals involved?
The VIP is the place to be. We offer mimosas, beers, massages, yoga, music. It is in my opinion, the best VIP LLS has to offer. And what you need to do to get up there as an individual is raise $1,000 or more, making you a climb master. And as a team, if you're on a corporate team, you have to raise $7,500 or more. And if you're on a friends and family team, that is $5,000 or more collectively. So it's actually quite easy to get to, especially in this day and age of social media where you can easily spread the word. But yeah, so that's $1,000 for an individual to get to VIP, $5,000 for a friends and family team, and $7,500 for corporate teams. And then you get the full VIP access, again, with mimosas, beers, food, massage, yoga. It is so much fun. There's nothing you want more than after climbing those stairs than that right there.
It really is a pretty great VIP experience. And I would just say probably the best way, if you don't already have a team or a corporate account that's going to do this, join Team Luke. I was just astounded by how many strangers were on our team last year. You know, obviously with Nick and WMMR able to promote it, I thought we'd get a few, but I would say half of the people that were on our team, a 50 or more, were strangers. And they came out, they didn't know me, they certainly didn't know my son, but they joined Team Luke and climbed with us and raised money with us. And I'm certain Team Luke's going to raise that at least $7,500 to get to the VIP lounge. So if you don't have a team already, I encourage you to join our team and climb with us and help raise some money with us.
Yeah, definitely join their team. Last year, Team Luke raised over $16,000 for Big Climb Philly and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So I can guarantee you, even though I'm not on their team, that they will do an incredible job again, because they are just a powerhouse of a team led by an incredible little superhero, Luke, that we just adore, and we give him all our support. It's an incredible event. And just in case you have any hesitation, the actual stairwell does not get crowded. People go up a few seconds apart, and we have about groups of 50 that go up at a time. But again, they go up about 10 seconds apart. So you're never crowded. There's a lot of space. There's actual fans and air conditioning. It's not as claustrophobic as you might think. It's quite smooth and quite comfortable. And again, we have volunteers giving you water and music to pump you up and amazing floors of inspiration along the way.
I think the last thing that I would say, and everybody I'm sure can echo this sentiment, but there are a lot of ways that you can spend your time and a lot of causes that are worthy. And we're often asked to contribute, to help out, to donate money, to donate time, and they're all worthy, you know, and you never know exactly where you want to spend your money or spend your time. So we understand people's schedules. We understand how hectic people's lives are, but this is fun. It's a great day. It will just take up your morning. We do it. It starts around 8 o'clock in the morning. And so if you got nothing going on Saturday, April 13th, consider joining Team Luke, being a part of this event, because it really is a great time for a great cause. You'll test yourself because you got to climb these stairs. You got to make it to the top. Once again, it's the FMC building, the FMC Tower in Philadelphia, and there are 47 flights. It's 1,088 stairs, but I did it last year. Casey did it last year. My brother Josh did it last year. My brother Adam did it last year. We had a great team for Team Luke, and this year it's Team Luke Beasley. We want you to be a part of it because it really is a fun day. It's a fun event, and it's obviously for a great cause. So, you know, I can't say enough great things about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. PALLS is just a fantastic organization. I was honored to do it. I was psyched to do it for Luke last year, even though the reasons why you want to get involved, like Adam said, it's not necessarily a club you want to be a part of, but once you are in that club, you get to meet some amazing people and hang out with an incredible organization on a really fun day. So please, if you're free Saturday, April 13th, please join Team Luke and be a part of this event.
And you go down in an elevator. You will not be walking back down those stairs, rest assured. Just wanted to let you know, you go down in a lovely elevator.
Adam, any closing words before we wrap it up?
I could probably fill the rest of your afternoon with gratitude and thanks for you, Marcus, and Alyssa, and Greg, and Nick, and all of you doing this on behalf of my son, who doesn't really get it. He knows his uncle has a cool job, and he knows he meets some cool people, and we've gotten videos from M. Night Shyamalan, we've gotten videos from Claude Giroux, and Kevin Smith, all wishing, you know, that Luke get better. And it means a lot. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to him. When he's older, he'll, I think, recognize how special and how how many people have looked out for him and have been thinking about him. And it's going to continue on April 13th. I'm thrilled that Team Luke is going to be climbing again. And I just am very grateful that LLS and WMMR have given our family a chance to promote this. And it means a lot. So thank you very much for all of you and what you're doing for us and for our family.
Nick and Alyssa, any closing words?
No, I mean, you know, just everything that I said before, I just would say over and over again, Team Luke is one of many that are going to be there that day. I love meeting the other people who are involved. I love the energy that I have for the first five flights of the stairs and then the drag the rest of the 42. But, you know, it's a fun thing to put on your calendar because it gives you something to look forward to. It gives you something to train for. It gives you something to take seriously because you want to get to those top of the 47 flights. But yeah, Team Luke for Beasley and that's all that information's up on my Instagram account, which is Nick McElwain 1. On my Twitter page, it's up on PrestonAndSteve.com. So all you have to do is Google or search me, Nick McElwain. And thank you, Marcus, for giving up some of your time and letting us be on the show with you. Thanks again to PALLS for all of the work they do. It really is hard work, but they are so well organized. They're just great people to work with. They make it easy. And Adam, I love you. Thanks for being a part of this with us because, you know, I don't know if we'd be having this conversation if not for you, but to offer up your family in a way that's a bit of an invasion of privacy and you put yourself out there and you sacrifice a lot. And so I'm appreciative to you and to Jenny and, of course, to Tommy and Luke. And I love those little boys. I love you and I love your wife. And I'm glad to do it for Team Luke again this year.
Thanks, Nick. We love you, too.
Thank you all so much for the support, of course, to Team Luke and Beasley. And XTU is also joining this team.
Yep.
So XTU is also a huge powerhouse. And now we're joining forces. So yeah, we're just happy to have you on board again. And we're happy to be a part of your family and support in any way we can. The community is everything to us. And we just want to make sure that you feel all the love that we have. And I know you do. And thank you so much for the gratitude. We are grateful to you as well. And thanks to everyone listening. We really hope to see you there at the FMC Tower at Sierra Center South on Saturday, April 13th.
See you April 13th. Hit that website and that social media information one last time, please, Alyssa.
Yes, that is bigclimbphilly.org. And the social media is at LLS Eastern PA. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook as well as Twitter at LLS Eastern PA.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming by today. And Adam, thank you very much for sharing your story and taking the time to call. And we wish Luke the best.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You just listened to another episode of Our Delaware Valley. I'm your host, Marcus Goldman. If you would like more information about Big Climb Philly, if you would like to climb with Team Luke and Beasley at Big Climb Philly, get all the details at WMMR.com or get them at PrestonAndSteve.com or look up Big Climb Philly. If you have any questions related to Big Climb Philly or anything Our Delaware Valley, feel free to email me, Marcus.Goldman@BBGI.com. I invite you to listen to a new episode next week. Enjoy your Sunday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.